Welcome to Jumpstart Your Career podcast. If you're ready to switch gears and master an effective strategy for your career journey, you are in the right place. You don't have to struggle in your job interviews alone. You can use this podcast as a roadmap to navigate the roadblocks. This is a place where you can develop a new strategy, the self-confidence and skill to put yourself in the driving seat of your job interview. Your career journey is a marathon, not a sprint. I'm your host, Sandra Laws, career coach. Let's get started on today's episode. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Jumpstart Your Career podcast. I'm your host, Sandra Laws, careers coach. I'd like to welcome all you new listeners to our podcast community and also welcome all the returning listeners. Thank you so much for all of you who have recently subscribed to the podcast. The podcast is reaching a really large audience now, and it's all because of your support and word of mouth recommendation. We're now reaching listeners, not just in the UK, but all around the globe. The podcast is now attracting a global audience across 88 countries of listeners who tune in regularly. Today's topic is all about introducing yourself in a job interview. And tell me about yourself is often the opening question that you'll be asked in an interview. And this is an opportunity for you to make a positive impression and set the tone for the rest of the interview. And the question can be a tricky one. And the question's also phrased as such as, walk me through your CV or resume. And today I'm going to share with you a framework that you can use to answer, tell me about yourself successfully. Now, before I dive into today's topic, I just want to invite you to sign up to Jumpstart Your Career newsletter. When you sign up, you'll receive a free interview checklist and preparation worksheets. The newsletter is packed with lots of insider tips and expert advice. So if you sign up to the newsletter today, you'll also receive an exclusive 25% off discount coupon code that you can use towards a purchase of our competency mock interview prep kit. And I've put the link in the show notes of this episode. And I'd also like to invite you to subscribe to Jumpstart Your Career podcast on your favourite podcast platform so you'll be notified of all the new episodes. Now let's get started on today's episode. Now the interview introduction question is often the common icebreaker question where you introduce yourself to the interview panel. And when the interviewer is asking you, tell me about yourself, the interviewer is not asking about your personal life. The interviewer is not asking about your family, where you live, or any of your hobbies. It's all about who you are as a professional and how your work experience qualifies you for the vacancy. Now, to answer the question, you'll need to prepare your interview introduction statement in advance. So you'll need to write a brief statement about who you are as a professional and a brief backstory about how you got to this stage in your career. And it shouldn't be any more than 1 to 2 minutes. So, like I said, answering this question effectively sets the tone for the rest of your interview. Always relate your answers back to the job that you're being interviewed for. Explain why your background and skills make you the perfect candidate. From my personal experience, there might be a considerable lapse of time between the day of your interview and the day that the hiring manager actually read your CV or your job application. It could be a couple of weeks between that time. So the introduction question gives the interview panel some time to get to know you. Throughout your introduction, try to maintain good eye contact and a confident posture. As I said, aim to keep your introduction under 1 or 2 minutes. Be brief, to the point, and avoid rambling on. So this is an overview of your experience, your skills, and the reason why you're applying for the job. So it's important to tailor your statement to match the job's description and the company culture so you can make a really strong impression. Now, there are three areas that I would suggest that you focus on. The first one is your current role and the relevant experience and skills. So focus on your current job experience and discuss how your current role. You can talk about projects that directly match the job description. And number two, you can talk about some experience from your previous roles. Mention specific skills and achievements that match the job description. And finally, give the reason why you're applying for the role. Express your enthusiasm for the industry or the field and your genuine interest for the position and the organisation. And you can talk about how your career goals align with this vacancy. I'm going to use an example job vacancy to give you an idea of how you can put together your introduction statement. Now, this job's description is for a business analyst. It's at Field & Park Data Systems. Now, the skills that they need for this position, they want 5 or more years of experience in analytics and systems development. They want a high proficiency with SQL, Power BI, and database management. You need experience with processing, documentation, and reports, and excellent communication skills with an ability to translate data into actionable insights. Now, I'm going to give you an example of how you can start introducing yourself if you were applying for this particular role. Now, the first part of your answer would be, I'm currently working as a data analyst at the Newton International Bank. In this role, I evaluate and analyse system requirements and maintain system processes, including the delivery of monthly status reports. So what I've done here, I've talked about some key areas that were in the job description. I've talked about my experiences working as a data analyst, which is what they want, and also how you've sort of delivered monthly reports. And the next section can talk about your experience. I have 7 years of experience in analytics and systems development. In the ad, they ask for 5 or more years experience. In my previous role at Appleton Limited, I partnered with stakeholders across sales and finance to develop and analyse documentation in a collaborative way. Well, in this job description, they ask for excellent communication skills. And in the example I gave, you partnered with stakeholders across sales and finance. I currently use SLQ at an advanced level. I also believe my experience using Tableau and Power BI software would be an asset to your organisation. So in the ad, in the job description that I just gave, they ask for SLQ. And in the example I've just given, they're saying that they've got SLQ at an advanced level. Now, the next thing you need to do is demonstrate why you're applying for the job. So an example answer could be, for the next stage of my career, I'm keen to learn more about the innovative approach in business analytics in this sector. Field & Park Data Systems is the leader in business analytics and database management. Analyzing trends and insights are my strength, and I believe I could make a positive contribution to your organization in this role. So at the end of the statement, you could also say, based on my experience, I have a full understanding of the role of business analysts in this sector. So, some key points throughout your introduction, as I said, maintain good eye contact and a confident posture. Aim to keep the introduction under 2 minutes and be brief and to the point. And remember to tailor your response to match the job description and the culture to make it as impactful as possible. And remember, practice your introduction before the interview to ensure it flows smoothly and adapt it to match the specific job and the company that you are applying for. Finally, the key to an effective introduction is to write a brief statement of who you are as a professional. And as always, we have our quote, and this quote is so relevant. And the quote is by Jerry Wiseman. And the quote is, introductions are the most important part of any presentation. So this quote emphasizes the significance of introduction. It underscores the idea that a strong beginning is very important. Now, I hope that this topic has provided you with some practical guidance on how to introduce yourself in a job interview. Remember, if you need help with job interviews or you're thinking about changing your job, you can sign up for our newsletter and free interview checklist and worksheet. You'll also receive a 25% off discount coupon code that you can use toward a purchase of our competency mock interview prep kit. And I've put the link in the show notes of this episode. I really appreciate you all for supporting the podcast. As I said earlier, the podcast is growing every day, and we're now attracting a global audience across 88 countries. So I invite you to subscribe to Jumpstart Your Career podcast and leave a review on your favourite podcast platform. You can share your favourite podcast episodes with any friends or colleagues who might benefit from the content. So if you have any questions, please drop me an email. My email address is sandra@purpletransitionspersonalgrowth.co.uk. And I wish you all the best of luck for any of you who have an interview coming up. Until next time, stay committed to your career goals. Take care and keep. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life. And the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking. Don't settle. A quote by Steve Jobs, co-founder of Apple. My mission is to help you if you are at the crossroads in your career or you have an interview coming up. You can email me at sandra@purpletransitionspersonalgrowth.co.uk.